The regular meeting of the Recreation and Parks Commission of May 3rd will come to order, please. And we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hensley. Commissioner Howell. House? Wow.
Well, yes, I'm here.
Commissioner Hale.
I think that was Hale and House put together.
Okay. Andrea? Oh, excuse me, public comment period. No one would like to make any public comments at this time, okay? Approval of the minutes of the March 1st, 2007 meeting.
My move that we approve the March minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Announcements.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners. We do apologize for last month's meeting. We had kind of sickness running through the department, so we missed you, but we're here back. Tonight, we've just really changed the agenda from last month to this month, so it's kind of an informational meeting. I do have a couple of announcements, though, I wanted to share with you. We don't have a status report for you tonight, but I did wanted to keep you updated on a couple of things that have happened. Actually, they're all good. The spaghetti dinner that we had back in March, I wanted to let you know that we deposited a total of $2,313 into the Youth Scholarship Fund. That was all profit. We had probably about $400 of expenses, so we actually brought in close to $3,000, $2,800, deposited $2,300 in the scholarship fund. We were happy with that. We then had our second big fundraiser for the foundation, the art show and silent auction. That was a couple weeks ago, and we were very pleased with our outcome. I'll let you know that last year we sold $2,600 of artwork. This year we sold $3,800 of artwork. And, of course, the artists receive a percentage of the sale price of the artwork. But last year we brought in about $1,200. This year we brought in $2,100 with the art show. So we're happy. That's a great increase. It's been a slow road on the art show, but it continues to increase in popularity. We had significantly more participation this year, not just from foundation members and commission members, but actually outside people, which is always kind of good. And we appreciate when you come, of course, but it's really nice when we start getting people from the outside coming to the events like that. So we're pleased with that. And then I will tell you that next month we'll be bringing back our normal status report, and we'll kind of keep you up to date on things like what's happening with the Del Mar tennis courts, what's happening with the Del Mar playground, those types of things. So we'll bring that back to you. Last announcement real quick. I know Commissioner Mahan is attending. Just to remind you, we're having a commissioner's workshop on Saturday at Hearst Castle. We're pretty excited about it. I think we're going to have about 60 people, and we're looking forward to that. So if any last-minute plans get changed, you're always welcome. I think that's all I have. Thank you, Chair Winter.
Anybody else have announcements?
Okay. I'd like to announce that the Wings of Freedom Tour, the World War II bombers, will be flying into San Luis Obispo County Airport on May the 9th. And if nobody's seen this before, it's something to see. And then on May 10th, they'll be giving rides and tours of the B-17s and B-24 bombers. So that's May the 10th.
Commissioner Munoz?
Yeah, this weekend is the Morro Bay Car Show. And if some of the commissioners remember, last year I sponsored a trophy on behalf of the department.
And residents from around this community and as far away as Paso and other cities that pitch things in, and our city itself, the fire department, the police department, all of those who are doing things to come. We just appreciated it so much. We're able to buy so many things for the kids now and their field trips, and even a couple of computers for classrooms and a kiln and some other fun things. So thank you so much to everybody who participated on behalf of the PTA.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. New business. Verbal presentation by Morro Bay Senior Citizens Incorporated. Joe, were you going to start this off?
Well, we can start you off by introducing one of the Morro Bay Senior Citizens board members, Bill Vaughn. He's representing the board tonight on behalf of Norma Vaughn, his wife, and also Gil
Orozco.
So here's Bill Vaughn.
The first time I was in this building was in 1962, at which time I represented about 95 Cub Scouts and their parents. This is just a little bit different age group that I'm trying to represent now. Believe me, there is a big difference. Okay, this is just, I guess I'm supposed to just tell you kind of what we do, some of the things that we do. We work quite a few different things. Bill paying seems to be one of our big assets, because we have just, we've got the lights and the gas, and now we've got the trash. So we've got everything all covered. If anything you need to haul off or light up or burn, let us know. We'll do it. Okay, brown bag food distribution right here in this building. We do that twice a month, and we have one of the meetings is 50 bags, and one of the meetings is 110 bags of food that we put together with food that comes from Paso Robles, from the economy up there. And it's not a really easy job, but it's very well taken care of. We have a man that's just fantastic at the job, Gil Orozco. We help sponsor card games, which the city is a lot of, and we've got the Emeritus Program, which the city and Cuesta College are a large part of. We help with income tax. The people that can't afford it, we have a couple of attorneys that kind of pitch in and do help with that. We have general potlucks, which were held right down here in this building again. I can't seem to get away from this building. And all of our other activities are held in the building where everybody else works. We have an office in there. We have all of our equipment in there and two rooms that we have. And any questions, I'll really try, believe me. That's pretty well does it.
I think, anybody have any questions for Bill?
I know you guys do a great job, and you do a lot of things, especially the delivery of the food to the senior citizens. But is there anything that you don't have that you need? Like
a county entity, and they're on their own. But the city of Paso Robles has a great big bus. The city of Santa Maria has two buses, and they also own their headquarters where they have their meetings, their dinners, and all that kind of stuff. We don't have that. We would love to have our own headquarters, our own place, our own building that we take care of. There's been a couple of times that the city has let a couple of buildings go that we could have probably used. One of them is the church right up here on the corner. We could have used that one. And I don't know about the skate rink, but that might have been a good one too. We do need some place to meet, some place that we can call our own. Other than that, that's just about what we really need. Transportation is a big thing, because lots of these older people, and of which I'm one of them, cannot find their way to the doctors, and they have to call on their neighbors, their friends, and so forth to get back and forth. And the city, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. The city's got a lovely van that sits in the parking lot all day long, and we could find drivers. We would definitely be able to see what. Okay, Joe, you're not going to hurt. You're not going to hurt me?
We're good.
Okay, thank you. That's just about what we would really like to have, is a place to meet, some place to call our own, and transportation.
Well, then, Joe, why is that van sitting in the parking lot all the time? Is there some liability reason, or is there some?
Well, right now, it's a department van. It's a pool van that we use for various divisions throughout our department. And right now, it hasn't been allocated for an outside use by any nonprofit group.
So if there were a van available, could they, as a nonprofit, they could drive the van? They could, I guess, if they could cover the liability.
Yeah, we would have to cover some of those logistics with risk management. and with city attorney probably.
Okay.
To make sure risk exposure was minimized. And there are other parts to using a van that may not be as obvious as just insurance.
That's what I...
So we would want to delve into it and look at some of the particulars and see what ramifications we have with our self-insured program and how best to address it. But we haven't got into too much detail in the past.
Well, Bill, if you would talk to me later, I might give you a tip on where you could get a van. And well, then if you guys could work out the logistics.
Cayucas bought their own van. I hate to say that, but they did. They bought a secondhand van, which is a nine-passenger, and it really suits their purpose, which is something we could use. And they do use it. They have their own insurance, of course. We would probably have to buy the insurance. And I know we would have to get drivers that are qualified by the state of California to do that. Now, we have one person that donates her van, got a little bus. But they actually had to take one of the seats out because if it was a 10-passenger bus, and if you'd put 10 passengers in it, you'd have to have a state inspection and everything all like that. So we can't have too big of a van. We don't want that big of a van. We need something small like this that we could transport people to and from things that they have to go to.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have any questions.
I think that Bill also left out the fact that they arrange trips for the community and they host the EOC health.
Two cars, and it's just the way it's done. We do have a way to get a little bit of our gas money back, which is getting near and dear to us, and we do have a little bit of a stipend that comes back to us.
Could you touch base on membership? Maybe so the folks at home could realize how they could sign up and be a member of the seniors group?
Oh, that's the easiest thing in the world. Come on down to the center, and the ladies down there will be very happy to take care of you. Our dues, I think, are $10 a year. And we meet, we have potlucks once a month right here again. Here we are in the building again. And we have all of we have Meals on Wheels in the daytime. We have, what's not ours, I know, but it's just part of what we're about. And the lunches are there, and we do help provide people to take care of people that can't get into the lunches and go get them.
I think the only thing that you did leave out is that they have a abundance of medical care equipment,
yeah,
which is really important, and maybe you could touch base on that, how that works.
That is something that's way out of my bailiwick, and I have the foggiest idea how it works. I'll be honest with you.
I'll help out a little bit. They have
good.
only because I've taken advantage of that, actually. They have some crutches. Various things that somebody recovering from surgery or an older person might need as far as in the bathroom, that sort of thing. And they have a checkout system, and they keep the equipment there. And there's been numerous times when people are kind of at their wits' ends on trying to find something, and it's available at the senior center.
One thing I did leave out, a very important thing, we have medical equipment, wheelchairs, canes, a bathtub, ways to take baths and all that kind of stuff for people that are disabled, and it's all for free.
I have one quick question. Do you take donations at all of any slightly used but still usable equipment, such as walkers or...
It's the equipment that we get is, I'm not sure what you're asking, but the equipment we get is donated by people that no longer have a use for it.
Right. Okay, so you would take in donations if anyone
certainly.
Had any surplus.
Certainly, but wheelchairs, please. Walkers, please. We don't need them right now.
Okay.
So if you have a couple of them, wait. That's good. You got them.
Okay.
But we have a couple of sheds we've been keeping pretty well full, and I understand that they just cleaned most of them out, and right now there are 9 wheelchairs in the pool room that are available. And there's canes. We have canes. Just about any kind of medical equipment you need. I'm sorry I left that out. That's pretty important. That's a big thing. Sorry.
Any other questions for Bill or in general about the Senior Center and the Senior Citizens Incorporated? Okay. Thanks, Bill.
I'll sign autographs later if you'd like.
I have one quick question. Besides your $10 annual fee for being part of the Senior Citizens Incorporated, how do you raise funds to do all the nice works that you do?
We have donations. A lot of people give donations. That's just about it. We don't really have too big of a budget because we don't have any place to spend our budget. We do have some money, and it almost.
Thanks, Bill.
I have one question. How does one make a contribution to the Senior Citizens Incorporated?
Go right down to the Senior Center where the office is, right underneath Joe's office.
1001 Kennedy Way.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want to know where Kennedy Way is, that's a good one. we spend more time on the phone telling people where Kennedy Way is. I'm serious. That's something the city could do, I think, is get the name of that street down to where it belongs. Because people just don't understand where Kennedy Way is. We have buses that come and take us for trips. And if the bus driver has not been there, we've had buses go all the way to Cayucas looking for us. Any chance of doing that, Joe?
We'll pass that along.
Thank you.
Andrea, I had one more question for you. So at Senior Citizens Incorporated, now is it a 501(c)?
You're correct. They're a separate nonprofit organization.
They're separate organizations.
Yeah,
okay.
They are. Okay. And actually, under item A2, I don't want to jump the gun. We might be able to go there now. We're going to talk a little bit about, Joe's going to talk a little bit about the history, the agreement that we have, the memorandum of understanding that we have with the seniors, and kind of how that works. We felt it was important to bring this to you because I'm sure that many of you aren't aware that we have an agreement, that we aren't aware of the relationship between the City of Morro Bay and the Senior Citizens Incorporated, and it's certainly worthwhile explaining it. We probably should have done it years ago. So maybe with that, I'll pass it on to Mr. Woods. And the reason why Joe's giving the presentation, besides the fact that it's great to have him here, is that he's actually the city's liaison to the Senior Citizens Incorporated. He sits on on their board meetings and deals with most of the Senior Citizen Incorporated issues.
Okay. Chair Winter and Commission, the item in front of you now is the review of the Memorandum of Understanding and the agreement between the citizens of the Senior Citizens Incorporated and the City of Morro Bay. The relationship goes way beyond this agreement, but this agreement was signed in mid to late 80s, when we were building the community center. And you can see on the front page the whereas, there was a significant contribution from the seniors to the city to help build this community center. And as the money was available to the city, we were eligible for a senior bond act. So the grant that you see for over $200,000 is part of that. So within our relationship with the seniors, we're eligible for this grant money. So the community center itself is split into basically three different areas physically. There's the upstairs, which is the Recreation Parks Department offices, and then downstairs to the left there or to the west is the senior center, and to the right is the community center. So the senior center, they have so many square feet in which to operate the senior center. And that number has been the same since they've moved in. And as the city, there's some guidelines, and that's where this agreement comes in. And we outlined in Article 1 some of the assignment of operations and who's going to run what and at what times. It goes on and gives you some guidelines of the city's obligations and what we're to use and not use throughout the term of this agreement. And I would say at this point, I don't want to go over detail by detail each item in this agreement, but if you'd like to ask questions as we go along, that would be fine. So if you had some questions regarding assignment of operations, or if you had some questions right now regarding the assignment of facilities for the city, feel free to just ask me right away. You don't have to wait till the end. Responsibilities that we have regarding the senior center, and this is why it becomes a little bit more appealing to a nonprofit group to come in. Bill had mentioned that they don't have their own building, but there's several assets that come along with that. If you don't have your own building and you're part of the city, is that there isn't ongoing rent. The utilities are paid for by the city. The maintenance is, in general, paid for by the city. Though we've had peaks and valleys as far as our level of service, and I'd be the first one to admit that. But we're always trying to improve and work with them. We've had, from time to time, failures in certain systems within the community center. We've had the carpet go bad on us, and the seniors had stepped up and voluntarily donated about $12,000 for replacement of the carpet. Yeah, we recently replaced 4 of the 6 HVAC units on the roof, and the seniors donated over $5,000 for the replacement of one of those units. So they're not really an organization that sits back and expects everything for 20 years. They've been very active. They've been very supportive of what the city's been doing and also supportive of the building in general. So these guidelines that we go through, it helps keep the relationship consistent because the board changes every year, every 2 years you have turnover. And I've probably been the longest standing member of the senior board since we got into this building back in 89. So I have some of the history and some of the explanations that go along with the agreement. So beyond the maintenance and utilities and the coordination, and it sounds like if you read this agreement and it says, we've got to approve every activity the seniors have. We do in a sense that we want to make sure that they're not being taken advantage of. Some groups that come in that may need to be renting the facility and be charged a fee as opposed to coming into the senior center and using it at no cost. So some of those checks and balances we'd like to run through at the senior board meeting as far as what they're using and what they're offering to the public. Responsibilities of the seniors. And so as this nonprofit group is running our senior center, we've given them the type of they have activities that they do. They offer bridge, they offer card games, they offer drop-in pool, there's a library. These things are all listed, and we put them on the calendar for the next year. So they're scheduled. So we try to keep the schedule of the senior activities in line with, you know, other activities that are going on. And the big one here is the obligation for the seniors to provide 800 hours of volunteer work throughout the year. And there's and that's been a situation where we go, how are we going to count the 800 hours? We've got a volunteer coordinator that helps coordinate those hours and keep those in line. The hours and the types of programs that we have that they do are outlined in the Memorandum of Understanding. So the MOU helps clarify some of the things that are in the agreement. We can get into that, but that's basically what the MOU does. It takes this agreement and it changes or tweaks it just a little bit throughout the year. So every 2 years we review it. We say, you know what, the hours have changed a little bit on Saturday. So instead of opening up the agreement, we would just change the MOU and leave this agreement, which is a 20-year contract, intact. Improvements to the center, they're outlined. We basically want to keep things as original as possible and keeping the quality of the community center the best we can. And there are outlines for the capital improvements, and there are some logistics in here as far as the, you know, terms of the binding successors and duration of the public facilities and so forth. The term of this contract, this agreement, is up in 2009, January the 15th, 2009. And so we're actively working with the seniors for a new agreement. We feel that the relationship has gone really well in the last 18 years. There may be some room for a little bit of improvement, but we're looking at this agreement as basically a skeleton, bones to work with for this next 15, 20, 25-year contract. We're not too sure. It's still in a rough draft form. Their committee's working on some details. We have some of their feedback. We're working on our end as well. So that's kind of the agreement in a nutshell. It just basically outlines the relationship between the nonprofit organization of the Senior Citizens Incorporated and how they run the city's senior center. And that relationship is really important for everyone to understand, because that's the foundation in which we work and operate the senior center. And then this MOU outlines some of the programs that we do. And we go through this because you'll see in paragraph B of the MOU, it outlines nutrition, in-home support services, legal services, insurance and tax advice, all the programs that they provide. It outlines the funder, the provider, and how we work in it with the city. And then it also outlines food to those who need it. It's an incredible food giveaway program. And then they have bingo on the first Friday of the month down here, and that's another fundraiser. They used to have huge rummage sales for years, but it's very labor-intense, and the organization's changed quite a bit over the last few years. So they've kind of pulled away from certain things, and they've gone into other areas. So the bingo program on Friday, first Friday, is wonderful. They got a really good attendance on that. And they're just kind of just working and kind of feeling out the community and their members, and they're always looking for new members and new programs. And one of the newest programs that they've joined in with Cuesta College is the Emeritus Program. And that program has just taken off. And we're working on some of the logistics on the program so it doesn't get too far out of hand. But they're providing art, drawing, music appreciation.
Nutrition.
Nutrition, trusts and wills. There's various programs that they provide. So it's a really, the seniors have been very dynamic and very willing to bring in new programs for the community. So I've kind of went on a few different areas. I hope I've covered what you were looking for. I'd open it up to questions right now.
One quick question. You're contemplating drafting a brand new agreement, or because this one is renewable for a 10-year period, so it's not going to be simply renewed. You're going to draft something.
Right now, the option of renewing the existing agreement hasn't been brought forward.
Okay.
It's going to be something that's very close to this.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Now, Joe, maybe I misunderstood, but the memorandum of understanding, did you say you redo this every few years?
It's renewed every 2 years. Right now it's off calendar. You have an 04, I think,
right.
In the packet.
We have an 04.
Yeah, it's actually, there's a late 05 or 06. Yeah, I think we're about 3 months off calendar for the renewal because we started getting into this agreement, and the MOU kind of just took a back seat. So this hasn't changed dramatically, and I've met with the committee just about a month ago. We've got a pretty good draft that's going to go back to their board. They'll probably approve. It just basically tweaks some of the things in paragraph B, provisions of services, some of the new programs, and some old programs that have dropped off.
So, okay. Well, I want to get back to the van thing.
Sure.
If it's true that the city has a van that we're not using to its full extent, and if there's a possibility that the city could not give that van to the seniors but could actually lease it to them for $1 a month or something along those lines, and allow them to use that van to provide a better service for the seniors of the city, I think that would be the best use of that van if we're not really using it that much, except for some staff trips. I'd like to see the city council discuss this, or if they don't have to, I'd like to see somebody discuss this with the seniors, because with the services they're providing, with the free food and with the seniors needing this transport.
Explore the possibility of the seniors getting a van, looking at the insurance issues, the risk management issues. It's a pretty big area to look at. We certainly talked about it to the seniors during their board meeting, and I know they're doing some exploration into there. But I would really say steering in the direction of using the existing city pool van that our department is not the way to go. We would really need to go another direction with a van.
Can I add one thing, Commissioner House? When I reviewed the insurance program for the seniors, because we mandate that they have insurance to cover them and names the city of Morro Bay as additionally insured. And there had been times in the past where their premium has jumped up quite a bit. And so as a provision in our agreement, we can extend the city's policy to them if they so choose. And so so we looked into that possibility, and in that phase of the program, we went through the questionnaire, which is probably about a 20-page questionnaire, to get insurance. And some of the big items were transportation and employees. And the senior citizens don't employ anybody, so the employee aspect of it wasn't a major issue for them. But the transportation is. And so if they're not providing transportation, they're eligible for a better rate, a better premium on their policy. So the insurance aspect of getting transportation is an issue. Now, whether it's a deal killer is another story, but it is an issue that they would have to face when they're providing their insurance that covers all their programs. Now, they have some programs that are off-site. The community center is their main site, but they have this as an off-site. So a lot of things play into the role of transportation and insurance. So there's other issues there.
Okay, I would just say in return that the demographics are changing in this town. We've been told that from various entities. There are more and more seniors here, and they're doing more and more good things, and anything we can do to support them. I realize there are liability and insurance concerns, but they're doing it in other cities and they're doing it in other counties. And I realize that we're in a budgetary crunch, but I think we need to focus some more of our assets on the seniors, if at all possible.
Any other questions?
Questions for Joe? Do we have to?
No, it was an informational only item. So just the fact that we had some discussion, you're aware of the agreement, you're aware of how the MOU works, you're aware that the agreement is coming up and that we have a committee that's working with a subcommittee from the senior board to get this thing renewed, to continue the relationship. The fact that Bill was here and explained some of the programs that they do, and to let you know that they're out in the community, they're doing a lot of different programs, a lot of different services. That is, we've got a pretty decent draft that's out there and being bantered around by both organizations. So I think that a few more major meetings that we can sit down and really concentrate, we should be close to being final.
And could you keep us apprised of what the issues are as we go along?
Certainly. There isn't too many issues on this new agreement, but there's a few points that we're kind of tossing back and forth.
Is that satisfactory to the commissioners?
This is really an informational. I mean, we certainly at this point, and you know, we don't want to get into a negotiating agreement at this point. It's really an informational meeting.
Okay. No unfinished business, no written communications. And so we'll go to reports.
Just want to bring to your attention, really, we've got a couple of months for you. We've got February and March on both our youth services, our recreational sports and our facilities and parks. I am happy to inform you that basically our participation, we're doing very well. We're very close, if not, we're very close to last year, if not over last year in many cases. I don't have any specific things to pull out of these reports now, but I will tell you that I just reviewed the revenue reports through March of this year, and in youth services, recreational sports, and facilities, we're over. We have not met the goal for the year, but we're ahead of the percentage. It's 75% of the year is over, and we're ahead of those percentages across the board. So we're doing very well in that respect. I'm very pleased. And expenditures are right in line. So I think we're going to come out at the end of the year looking absolutely great. I'm happy to answer specific questions if you have them.
Any questions for Andrea? Okay. And facilities and parks, anything special?
No, nothing in particular. I don't know if Joe has anything. We've talked still about we're going to be really happy to see the month of July, because when we get to July,
we're going to have a new report.
Yes, we'll be comparing apples to oranges. Right now we're comparing apples to perhaps pomegranates. We're not really sure. But we'll be pleased about that. But nothing in particular.
Any questions? I have a motion to accept these for file.
Motion to accept reports D1, 2, and 3 for file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. I have a senior representative report. Some of it was already covered by Mr. Vaughn, but I'll reiterate that in addition to accepting payment of PG&E and gas bills, you can now pay your Morro Bay garbage bills. There's an individual named Caleb Lim who refurbishes senior center, or you can call Elaine Adams at 772-1072. They want small size toiletries and food like tuna, cans of tuna and chicken, peanut butter and cheese crackers, magazines, paper, pens, and envelopes, things like that. And the seniors are always in need of volunteers. If you have any questions, you can call the Senior Center at 772-4421. And that's my report for this month. Any other commissioners have any reports? Okay. No public hearings. Declaration of future agenda items. Nothing? Okay. Have a motion? Oh, Commissioner Silva?
I do have a question. I don't know who doesn't watch Huelhauser and California's Green, but I was watching it the other night with my husband, and they were showing the recycling of old tires, and they were showing that those old tires that they take can now be turned into mulch even for plants. And in that vein, we have been talking as a commission about replacing the sand with wood chips at Del Mar Park. And they showed on this the company that takes those tires and they turn them into what looks like wood chips, but it's recycled tires with the steel and all that stripped out of it. And the kids were running through it with bare feet, which was one of our concerns with the wood chips. So I know that that's kind of not really a report, but I was thinking that it might be a good idea to look into that or to see if we have in the past and see if that might be feasible in our scope of money that we have for the remodel of the park. And I wasn't sure what anybody else thought. I would like to see it be a future agenda item to be discussed, is what I'm trying to say, before we get the park in and get everything done and then have to go back and spend money. So I would like to see if we could put that on the agenda.
Are you talking about Del Mar Park?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it too late?
No. I hesitate to say that because the bid that we currently have includes wood chips, so it might be a little bit late. But we can come back with some information, and it's interesting that you say that, and I don't want to get too off topic here, but we have looked into the rubberized tire, and actually the County of San Luis has had some experience with that. Actually, their experience was interesting, and I'll bring that all back. The product that they were able to get was not clean and clear. They ended up getting recycled tires with things in it that you wouldn't want to walk on. The other thing that we've seen in some applications is the smell, a very, very strong smell. But we can certainly bring that back to you and give you an idea of what the cost is. We may be too late for Del Mar, but certainly for parks in the future or parks that, you know, still have sand, we're hopefully in the near future going to be working at a master plan for